Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma pig farmers are committed to producing safe, nutritious food for families everywhere. That's why we use proven traditional farming techniques along with the latest agricultural technology on our farms. We are dedicated to doing what's right. That means taking care of our animals, giving back to our communities, and respecting the earth and its natural resources. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Cattle futures rebounded nicely today with August closing this week, but up 227, 142.07, September 290. September was the strongest month on the feeder cattle at 142.05. They have bounced since yesterday's new contract lows. The low on September was as low as 138.35, or all the way back at 142. So about a $4 bounce from yesterday's low. The moving average is still higher than the current price. It's 146.80 on the September feeder cattle. Live cattle bounced as well. August, 106.72, up 72. But then October and December were nearly $2 higher, with October up 187 at 107.72, and December up 202 at 110.07. Box beef at midday was a little bit higher after sliding pretty hard yesterday. Choice was 73 cents higher at midday today at 193.82. Select up a penny at 191.63. The feeder cattle index yesterday was hit hard down to $1.91. At 143.89, Oklahoma City yesterday was called $3 to $5 higher. So it seems like the cash markets have stabilized. Of course, box beef continues to get weaker. It's now about over $6 below 200.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures were lower today. We had Chicago wheat down 6 to 7.5, and Kansas City down about 9 cents. December Kansas City, going back to July 1st, has come down over $1.70 per bushel. Relative strength index on that contract is about 11.3. Now, the relative strength index is a measure of momentum, and anything below 25 is considered oversold, and currently it's at 11. So it's extremely oversold at this point, and that's the lowest it's been that I can remember in at least in recent memory. Sold off really hard here. The corn down 2 cents, and then beans were the one strong one here, up about a penny. The market is really watching what's going on with the Pro Farmer Crop Tour as they release their yields on a day-to-day basis. It looks like the Ohio corn yield is estimated to be 164.6, where USDA was at 171. South Dakota Pro Farmer was 148, where USDA was 140. Now they're going through Indiana, and it looks like the Indiana yields are lower than expected. But we'll continue to see those released until Friday afternoon, when the main overall corn yield is released out of Pro Farmer.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.